In 1996, a sometimes actress and playwright by the name of Rebecca Wells published a book entitled Divine Secrets of the Ya-Ya Sisterhood. Its arrival in the bookstores was not a major literary event. When Wells gave a reading soon after her book was published in Greenwich, Connecticut, there were 7 people in the audience. She had a smattering of reviews here and there, mostly positive, and in the end, her book sold a very respectable 15,000 copies in hardcover. A year later, Ya-Ya Sisterhood, as the book became known, came out in paperback. The first edition of 18,000 copies sold out in the first few months. By June of 1997, total paperback sales hit 30,000, and both Wells and her editor began to get the creeping sense that something strange and wonderful was about to happen. I'd be signing books, and there would be groups of women who would come together, 6 or 7 women, and they would have me sign anywhere between 3 and 10 books, she remembered later. And I was personalizing everything. They would have me sign to their grandmothers or mothers or sisters. Wells's editor, Diane Reverend, went to her marketing people and said it was time for an advertising campaign. They bought one ad opposite the contents page of the New Yorker magazine, and in the space of a month, sales doubled from 30,000 to 60,000. Going from one reading to the next across the country, Wells began to see changes in the composition of her audience. I started noticing mothers and daughters coming. The daughters would be in their late 30s, early 40s. The mothers were of the generation who went to high school during World War II. Then I noticed that there started to be 3 generations coming, 20-somethings as well. And then, to my total delight, there would be teenagers and 5th graders. Divine Secrets of the Ya-Ya Sisterhood was not yet on the best seller lists. That wouldn't happen until much later, when it would hit the charts and stay there through 48 printings and 2.5 million copies. The national media attention, the articles in big women's magazines and the appearance on television shows that would turn Wells into a celebrity hadn't started yet either. But through the power of word of mouth, her book had tipped. The turning point for me was probably in Northern California, the winter after the paperback came out, Wells said. I walked into a situation where all of a sudden there were 700 and 800 people at my readings. Why did Ya-Ya Sisterhood turn into an epidemic? In retrospect, the answer seems fairly straightforward. The book itself is heartwarming and beautifully written, a compelling story of friendship and mother-daughter relationships. It spoke to people. It's sticky. Then there's the fact that Wells herself is an actress. She didn't read from her novel as she traveled across the country so much as she acted it out, playing each character with such skill that she turned her readings into performances. Wells is a classic salesman. But there is a third, less obvious factor here, which has to do with the last of the principles of epidemics. The success of Ya-Ya is a tribute to the power of context. More specifically, it is testimony to the power of one specific aspect of context, which is the critical role that groups play in social epidemics.